Yeah, I want everybody on the floor looking back this way, okay? Got a teddy bear, all right. No, not back, not here. Let's see, let me, y'all get right here. Not on the stage, Peyton, over here. Y'all going to be looking this way. Okay? All right. Now, most of y'all probably have a nativity scene at home, right? This is called a nativity scene. Sometimes they call it the word creche. But really, it's an object lesson for us about the birth of Jesus. However, many times we have it wrong. Now, I want you to notice how I have it set up this morning. It's set up very special, okay? Because this is the first Sunday of Advent. And we don't get to the manger until Christmas Day. So I have these three guys over here. They're called the Magi or the Kings. Do you know that they did not get to the manger until he had already been born and probably was 2 years old? So they're in the east. They're a long, long ways away. Okay? Now, up here, look up here. This is Mary and Joseph. They're in the town of Nazareth. That is where they are living up here. This is Bethlehem. Peyton, I want you to sit right there, buddy. You'll have to go over there. Okay, this is Bethlehem. That is where the manger is. That's where the animals are. But Mary and Joseph are not there yet. Okay? Does anybody know? Now, this is an angel. You know that's an angel. Does anybody know who these two people are?
Mary and Joseph.
Mary and Joseph.
No, now I want y'all to listen. This is very important. This lady is Elizabeth. Okay? Now listen. Listen. And this is Zechariah. They are in the hills of Judea. Zechariah is a priest. And during the Christmas season, he gets the call to come and lead the worship at the temple. And so Hezekiah is in the... Come here. You sit right here. Hezekiah is here with his wife Elizabeth. Now, here's their problem. She's very old and he's very old and they haven't had a baby. And so that's a very bad thing in their day. So an angel comes and tells Zechariah that he's going to have a baby boy. And Elizabeth did not believe it. She said, "We're too old. Do you know who the baby is that they had?" Yes, sir.
John
the Baptist. That's good, Michael. Great. All right, good, good. So Elizabeth is pregnant. Y'all listen. Is pregnant with John the Baptist. They're cousins. So the angel comes over here to Mary. She's in Nazareth. And she says, the angel says to Mary, "You're going to have a baby too. And it's going to be Jesus." And so what she does, Mary travels down here to see her cousin, Elizabeth. And the Bible tells us that when she got there, the baby jumped in her belly. And John the Baptist is the cousin of Jesus. And Elizabeth said, "Oh my goodness. You're having the Savior of the world." And Mary said yes. And they began what we know is the Bible story. She had John the Baptist. His responsibility was to prepare everybody for the coming of Jesus. Because Jesus was the Savior. And so we need to remember that there were a lot of things that happened before the baby was actually born. And we need to understand that it started here and that we need to look forward to what next week we'll learn about the Bible story, okay? Let's pray. Lord, help these kids to understand how you worked through angels and how you worked through people and how your son Jesus came into the world to die for our sins. I thank you for them, and I pray that at Christmas they would know that Christmas is about the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And that's the main emphasis. And I ask you to help us to remember that in Jesus' name. Amen.